Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today, looking into the crystal ball of Daryl Peel regarding 2018. Back on that in just a moment. Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions.
PSO wants to raise your bill again. PSO has asked the Corporation Commission for a $170 million rate hike. That's about $14 a month. Call toll-free 844-248-8224. Double the operator to leave messages for all three Corporation Commissioners. Message is, vote no on the PSO rate hike. Again, the toll-free number, 844-248-8224. For more information, visit www.aarp.org/OK.
The latter days of 2016 set us up for a pretty good 2017 in our beef cattle markets. Most notably, we saw more and more cattle being pulled ahead, placed on show list a little quicker than you might have normally expected, and the weights of our carcasses coming down as a result. Overall tonnage of beef supplies not as big as the increasing numbers might suggest. That was a theme throughout a lot of 2017, and as a result, most segments of the business made some pretty good money for this calendar year that we're just now wrapping up. The question mark right now is, what will 2018 look like? Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel has a few ideas about what the new year might look like.
Well, you know, I think there's a couple things. We're carrying some momentum out of 2017. It's been a good year in 2017. Demand looks good, and there's no real imminent reason to think that's going to change. That's all positive. I think there's some threats out there, one of which, of course, is that we're just going to continue to see increased beef production, and we're going to continue to see increased total meat supplies. Pork and poultry production will be large as well. So obviously, there'll be some supply pressures in the market. Demand is strong and can help mitigate that. And there's some threats out there. Obviously, we have quite a bit of uncertainty about trade issues right now. So there's some downside risk there. I think we do generally expect some weakness in cattle prices in 2018, but probably relatively modest decreases unless we see some unexpected change in demand. So you'd have to characterize it as sort of modest pressure, still some profit potential in 2018, but some threats to the downside and some reason for producers to manage that downside risk.
Daryl, you alluded to the fact that we're continuing to grow this this mama cow herd. More calves means more beef through the pipeline, as well as additional pork, additional poultry out there at the same time. Is there a tipping point as far as the supplies of beef, pork, and poultry when it comes to maybe too much meat?
Well, it's always a challenge. Obviously, if there's supply gets ahead of demand a little bit, then that will put more pressure on prices. Again, we've been surprised 2018 or 2017 has had an increase across the board in meat production, and we've held up very well. So as long as the international demand is there to move a significant portion of that increased production offshore and domestic demand, stays very strong, then again, we can minimize that supply pressure. But we're going to have new record meat supplies in 2018, and part of which will be record beef supplies.
One more thing, Daryl. What about the potential in 2018 and maybe the next few years after that regarding the People's Republic of China? They're, of course, officially opened up to U.S. beef here earlier in 2017.
You know, we did get access to the market in China, politically at least, in mid-2017. That's a work in progress. It's going to contribute. It can be a very, very important market. It's coming along relatively slow, and that's not really a surprise to me. I think it will continue to build, probably relatively slow in 2018. But as we go forward in 3 to 5 years, that might be a very significant market. And certainly in the short run, in a small way, it's already contributing to a stronger international demand for U.S. beef.
Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel out of Oklahoma State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.